Right there is one of my favorite bands, Blackberry Smoke, with Lonesome for a Living. A little help from Jamie Johnson on that one. That's on their latest release, You Hear Georgia. And they'll be performing at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee coming up July 28th. And with us today, we want to welcome back to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Blackberry Smoke lead vocalist and guitarist Charlie Starr. Welcome back to Iron Country.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It is great having you back, Charlie. Now, I'm loving this new album, You Hear Georgia. And now, what was it like working with Dave Cobb as a producer on this album?
It was fantastic. He's an old Georgia guy, you know, and so it was. So we speak the same language. Mm-hmm. he's very passionate and spontaneous, okay. Which is good. Sometimes you get producers that work a little harder for perfection, which. Perfection when it comes to, you know, music is not always what you're looking for. In fact, it's never what you're looking for. There's a reason why we love, you know, Stone songs and Beatles songs and Led Zeppelin songs and things like that, because they're not perfect. So, warts and all, that's Dave Cobb's motto.
Well, you know, you guys have produced your music before coming up to that, and I was wondering, why did you reach out to an outside producer? Was it to try something different?
Yeah, always something different. Actually, with Dave, we had been threatening to do that for a few years, mm-hmm. and our schedules just couldn't seem to line up because he's a very busy fellow too, and busy making Chris Stapleton records and Jason Isbell records. And, but it finally worked out. He's like, hey, I've got 2 weeks open.
Wow.
And we were like, okay. I said, do you think we can make a record in 2 weeks? He said, I think we better. So that's what we did.
Outstanding. Now, the last time that you and I talked, Charlie, we were all getting ready for the social distancing concert that was here in Rockford. That was a great night to have live music back again. You guys were down there with the Nielsens. But it's got to be back for a great for a band like Blackberry Smoke to be back doing normal shows again.
Yeah, it feels just like it should, you know. I think people at this point, it's what they need, you know, to go out and interact with other people and hear live music and see live people. And it's been a rough couple of years for everybody. That's for sure.
It really has been. Now, Blackberry Smoke, like I said, will be performing on the 28th at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. Now, Charlie, one of the things that I enjoy about Blackberry Smoke concerts is that you guys change up the set list almost every night. Was that the plan from day one, to give the fans a different show every night?
No, because in the beginning, most of the shows that we played were opening for people, mm-hmm. Opening for a headliner. So it might have been Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Marshall Tucker Band or Kid Rock or Eric Church and Zac Brown, all these different types of bands. And we would play probably 30 minutes, you know, and we were like, what's our best 6 songs? You know,
yeah.
That was kind of the way it was back then. And then it really grew from that, you know, it is true, but that's not the whole truth. Other than those opening shows, we would play bars and we would play 4 sets for years. So we would have to play covers to fill up that time. So we were coming at it from a couple of different angles. But when we started to headline our own shows, you know, after we had been together a few years, then it started to be like, hey, you know what? I don't ever want to play the same songs in a row again.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of how that got started.
Well, I know a few years ago, you guys came here to Rockford and did an acoustical show. Now, do you guys do that every so often just to change it up, or do you guys really like playing acoustic?
Both. We did a tour. Yeah, that was at the, what's the name of the
Coronado
theater there?
The Coronado.
Yeah. That was part of a sort of a stripped down acoustic tour that we were doing, and that was a lot of fun. And it was, I think it was not only because we enjoy it so much, but it's a different experience for people who buy a ticket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They came and got to hear the songs sort of stripped down and quiet, and it's very intimate, you know, and we really enjoyed it. I think our our friends and fans did too, because they want us to do it again. So
it was outstanding.
We'll probably do that again in the future.
Yeah, it was outstanding having Rick Nielsen come out and play with you guys. I mean, when you think about it, Charlie, having Rick Nielsen walk out on stage, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with you, when this whole thing started, did you ever have any inkling that anything like that would ever happen?
No, not at all. I still pinch myself. You know, Rick is he's a friend, and that's, if you'd have told me that when I was 12, I'd have told you you were crazy.
I hear that. Now, earlier this year, you guys went to Europe, and one of the things I find amazing about the crowds in Europe is how passionate the European audiences are. I mean, they just love the music that comes out of the States. Do you find a big difference between your crowds in Europe and the ones you play for here?
Yeah, there's a difference, but there's a difference, you know, in from city to city here and even country to country, you know, in Europe and other parts of the world. Like German audiences and British audiences couldn't be more different. Or even like English and Irish.
Okay.
There's a huge difference. The Irish audiences are more like rednecks in that they're loud and boisterous and rowdy, you know, and sometimes the British audiences can be a little stuffy, you know.
I hear that.
But it's just different everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't know what people, you know, which songs people are going to want to sing along to. And it's best not to assume, because you know what happens when we assume.
Exactly. That 100%. I get that. Now, Charlie, I have to ask you about the time that you spent with one of my favorite bands over the summer, the Black Crowes. How did that come about? And tell us, is there a connection besides Georgia between the Crowes and Blackberry Smoke?
Yeah, they're friends, and have been for a lot of years. I think I met them in the mid to late 90s here in Atlanta. Britt and Richard have known them since way back before that, since they started their band. My wife has known a couple of members since high school, so
wow.
It is a long-standing relationship. But that came about, you know, they're on their the anniversary of their first album, Shake Your Moneymaker. They're on that tour, the celebration of that first, you know, mm-hmm. of the first album. And their guitar player, their lead guitar player, Isaiah Mitchell, he got called away to do some other things, and they wound up having some shows. And so Rich Robinson, the guitar player, called and said, "Man, we're in a pickle. We have five shows to do and a television appearance, and Isaiah is in Europe. Can you do it?" And so I said, "Yeah." So I crammed on some Black Crow songs real fast and headed on out to California, and it was fantastic. I had a blast.
Yeah.
It was very it's an honor to play that music with them. I mean, they're such a part of all of our lives musically, especially in Georgia. You know, it doesn't get any bigger than the Black Crows or any better, you know.
Yeah.
And to watch the two brothers play that music again together was just magical. And to watch it from on stage was even more magical. It was pretty special. It was also kind of strange being in a band where it's not my band, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, just tell me where to go, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me what time to be there. I'll be there.
Well, to me, honestly, Charlie, that would be the ultimate a tour for me to go to, would be a Blackberry Smoke, Black Crowes show. I couldn't even imagine how great that would be.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic. I have a good friend in Nashville, a guitar player. He loves our band, and he loves the Crowes equally, maybe more, you know. And he called me after he went to see us in New Orleans. And he said, "Man, that was amazing. That was like, I remember when I was a kid when the Jetsons showed up on the Flintstones."
That's awesome. And, you know, and right now, Charlie, my last question for you today, Charlie, is about the song that made me a Blackberry Smoke fan. And that's the song "Ain't Much Left to Me." And I know I was going through a really rough time when I heard that line, "Well, my fall from grace was a sight to see." Charlie, can you tell me what the influence, or, you know, the inspiration was behind that song? Because I have loved that song since day one.
Well, I had just gone through a divorce, and I was feeling like I was young, you know, I was in my 20s, and I was thinking, you know, my name was Mud right then with just about everybody. So that's where the inspiration for that. Oh, I wrote that song with David Lee Murphy, who's a great country singer, songwriter guy, you know. And I had just met him. And we had recorded a song called Good One Coming On, which was a song that he co-wrote with Leroy Parnell, another friend. And so we recorded that song.
Yeah.
Good One Coming On. So David Lee Murphy reached out and he said, man, thank y'all for recording that song. I said, well, it's such a great song. It's, you know, it feels great, you know? And he said, well, let's get together and write one. So he and I got together in a room in Nashville and that's what came out. I had that line just kind of sitting in the back of my mind. My fall from grace was a sight to see. And I just kind of spit that out and away we went. I love that song. I don't think I'll ever get tired of playing it. It's been good to us.
It is just such a classic line, and it's just struck such a chord. I know with me, and you can tell it struck a chord with so many Black Berry Smoke fans. And so you're going to be at the Pabst on the 28th, out there with Elizabeth Cook. How's that tour going so far?
Oh, it's going great. We just did 4 shows. Starting down in Florida, a couple in Florida, and came up to Wilmington, North Carolina, and it's been hot. They've been outdoor shows, and so we've been definitely breaking a sweat, that's for sure.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to seeing you this coming Thursday night at the Pabst Theater, and we want to thank you for your time, and thank you for being on Iron Country this morning.
No, thank you guys for having me.